Hey, good people, as always, thank you for hitting that play button. Be sure to share this with your friends and family. Give us a rating if you haven't. Interact with us on social media at Coming Clean Pod. And of course, if you haven't subscribed, you should do so right now. It's episode 61. It's The Hills season 2 finale on the Coming Clean Podcast.
And this is Morgan S.
And you're listening to Coming Clean Podcast with Sam and Marty.
Can I get down like this?
This is
the Coming Clean.
Clean
Podcast.
With Sam and Marty.
Hello and welcome. Happy Friday. This is the Coming Clean Podcast, the retrospective podcast about MTV's iconic shows, Laguna Beach, The Hills, and CS The Key. And we're pretty sure we are the number one podcast about these three shows combined. If we aren't, prove us wrong. You can't. As always, I am the bro that runs the show. My name is Marty. And with me, as always,
he's a big boy.
The biggest boy I know.
And Bill from the Hill, it's Sam. Just a little rhyme for your time.
1 second.
It's not going to work. doesn't have the same effect. You're not quick enough.
I know. I wasn't sure. I forgot the name of the thing. I thought it was called horn, but it was called fail.
Our mystery producer.
Yeah, slacking.
Not very doing a good job.
That's what happens when we don't pay him. But we'll pay him if you send us some money on Patreon or buy our merch at Coming Clean Pod. Teespring, Patreon. And now let's head for some headlines.
The Hills headlines.
All right, any headlines right now? Or are we going to get called out again because we don't Google?
I don't think I have anything. I think Brody is headlining a big event. He was recently in the news for drinking a beer out of a shoe and then making fun of some other DJ for not doing it. So I know he was in the news.
Well, good to know that he's stayed classy.
Hey, the Prince of Los Angeles, you know.
And can do no wrong. The other sort of big news is Spencer gaining his relevance back. He was on TRL the other day.
Because that's still relevant.
Hey, it's back on MTV. But yeah, he was on TRL promoting his podcast, commenting on some other reality shows. So he's just becoming a reality show commentator now. So hey, good for him.
Respect, make that money.
Yep.
Yeah. Make Spidey famous again.
All right. And let's talk about Spidey when we go to some highlights. What is this episode called?
It is called Goodbye for Now.
It's the finale.
Season 2 finale.
There you go.
The Hills highlights.
All right, we'll start off with this. It's a pretty interesting coincidence for those listening to our Siesta Key podcast as well, coming out Mondays right after a little bit after the show. But this is the third cast member.
Original.
Yeah, who goes to New York for an interview. How'd she do? We know the sort of try and failure of the Siesta Key folks, but how do you think Whitney did?
I mean, I think she did well. It's interesting that they, like, all these TV shows make New York City out to be like this, I don't know, like, just living here for a while, it is a lot smaller than it is, but coming from like coastal beachy towns and then coming to New York, they make it seem like it's a very daunting thing. And that the people in there are always, you know, completely opposite of that.
Yeah, if anything, it's the opposite. LA's like huge because it's so spread out.
Yeah.
And just in terms of like square mileage, and Manhattan's and people, basically, you can run around Manhattan and, you know, be not, yeah.
And like just people in California, they just walk too slow.
True.
I'm passing by millions of people and like down the block.
And it did look a little bit cold when Whitney was there. I know she was complaining about the cold in the middle of February, I'm assuming. But, you know.
Yeah, February, March, maybe, depending on timing.
But, yeah, I mean, it is cold, I'm sure. But, yeah, I mean, we know what happens to her, that she gets the gig. But another... Okay, say you were in her shoes.
Yeah.
Doing the whole Teen Vogue thing for, what, 5 years? Would you have stayed on? Or it seems like this was her only bet. Like, she could have... She's already in New York. Cast the wide net. There's plenty of publications.
Yeah, it seems like she, I think maybe she sees this as the easiest path. Like she probably wants to be at Vogue. So
I guess it's as good as it's going to get.
Exactly. Like, I feel like that's the top. Like Vogue is the top and Teen Vogue is the best way for it. And I mean, through the questions they were asking, they're like, you want to be a fashion stylist? Like, who do you know? And she was pretty quick. Like, if you asked me what photographers I like, I could name you, I can name you like, I don't know, somebody from college. But, like, other than that, well, I can't really help you.
You're also not in that industry, but let me know who your favorite accounts receivable analyst is.
Is Benny. Benny from Brooklyn.
Oh, Benny from Brooklyn? I know him.
Yeah, watch out.
He makes everyone look good, man. Guy makes
receives all, those. Yeah. He debits those credits and receives those receivables.
Yeah, and everyone gets a receipt.
hey, you can't be the fastest invoice turnaround me, so that's what I'm known for.
But yeah, so it's good to see her taking the next step in her dream and getting that responsibility. Looks like she has, you know, the company behind her, and she looks like a shoo-in there, so not much drama, but
she didn't really falter in her interview, like, yeah. From recently, we saw with Madison interviewing in Siesta Key in New York City that if you're not prepared, you're going to get destroyed.
Also, we see the contrast where Madison didn't even join any like engineering clubs at school versus someone who is a fifth-year senior and has 5 years of experience. Maybe that's why she's a fifth-year senior. I know we were talking last year, but maybe she just took more of a full-time role at Teen Vogue, so... She spread out her classes.
Yeah, I think that's very possible. Yeah. One other thing I want to bring up for Whitney was that when she met Emily there at the Teen Vogue office, they seemed so chummy. Like, yeah. Emily did not have that little like scowl that she has when Elsie's around. So maybe there's something with that.
Yeah, I just still think the MTV editing crew just did Emily dirty last week.
I mean, if I was her, I'd be pissed, but I think she's making, like, millions of dollars now with her.
Straight up CEO.
Yeah, so I think she's doing all right.
Yeah. So our next little thing here. So, yeah, like I said, not a lot of drama with Whitney this time. No trips or falls, so that's nice. She flew like a bird, only fly away. I don't know where her soul is. I don't know where her home is.
Okay.
Shout out Nelly Furtado.
We know we like Nelly Furtado questions.
But okay, so big developments in the Spidey land. Spencer did it. He broke down Heidi.
He's the master at maintaining, you know, persistence. He's a master persistencer.
I never had females in my life that were so crazy.
Yeah. And that's because you drive them crazy, Spencer. So basically, strong. It was still this whole episode. She was still holding strong that, you know, it's too soon. It's not. She doesn't know if it's stable enough. She doesn't know if she trusts Spencer enough. All that. All very valid reasons. Elsie seemed like she was over it. She was like, "Do whatever the f you want.
Just give me a month's notice.
Right. We'll get to this. But then Spencer basically strong arms her by saying, "Yo, I got this place for us."
Yeah, and I falsified your signature on the things that you're locked in.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
But also, it's like,
that's a bold move. You just went and rented out a whole like huge place.
Right.
And
for the size of that place, that kitchen was not impressive at all.
Yeah, I don't really. I mean, it's there. They have a high ceiling, so good for them.
Yeah, sure. Well, I guess neither of them cook, so that's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he finally convinces her by it's entrapment, basically locking her in what would be their home. Heidi, you know, makes him promise, sort of as part of the lease agreement, I guess.
I think that's good on her that she specifically made him say,
right, on camera,
on camera, that he's never like gonna hang out with Playboy. And he was even like, even if it was just like hanging out, like not doing anything, and she was like, no, I don't want you around anybody.
Yeah, so she lays down the law. He agrees. He swears, which is fine, cool. And she says yes. Do you think she made the right choice here?
I personally do not. It's hard for their situation. I think she did, because in her head she might have been telling people that she, you know, was wishy-washy. This is exactly what she wanted,
right?
And what she ended up going for in her past. So like, I don't fault Heidi for doing that. However, everybody else kind of gave her don't do it, it's not smart. Or LC was saying, like, you told everybody that you have to wait at least 2 years to do this, and now Heidi kind of jumping into it, and she's kind of breaking her own rule, which she already told Spencer was like, I'm breaking my rule for you, so you'd better not screw this up.
Yeah, and as rules guys, we stick to the rules, especially our own rules.
It's tough. We've had a conversation before where I don't know which is right, because if we're rules guys and spite guys, sometimes they conflict.
Yes. Depends on the day what we're feeling, if we're feeling spicy or
yeah. Or not. I forget what the conversation was, but it was a conundrum because it kept going around in circles.
Yeah. But yeah, I would tend. Obviously, it's tough because we know what happens in the long run, but kayfabe only, sticking to that moment, it did not seem like the right move, especially because, and we can move into our next question here, Spencer chatting with Brody, basically him putting his notice in with Brody.
Yeah.
But, you know, still trying to keep a strong face to his bros and, you know, being like, Playboy Spencer is here to stay, bro.
Yeah, nothing's going to change me.
Yeah. So, so that obviously raises a red flag. But also, what really stuck with me is basically him showing his true colors and telling Brody that, no, I'm only doing this so she stops being friends with LC.
Yeah, so, all right. So, part questions here. One, the whole Playboy thing and all that stuff. I feel like that, as you said, Spencer was just trying to show off, and like, you can just say that to your buddies, but you right. don't actually mean it. And I'm assuming they just got it on camera and were like, all right, perfect. Let's make him into a villain.
Yeah.
However, just saying to get her, that's not a very good, wholesome thing for saying, like, all the reason I want to move in with Heidi is partially because he doesn't want her hanging out with LC anymore.
Right.
And that's just not a good look.
Yeah, especially because they were drifting apart anyway.
However, unless you're on the point that LC is a really bad influence, right. and we Which, see Heidi and Spencer as actually like the good, I don't want to say good people, but maybe the protagonists mm-hmm. of the whole show to begin with.
I can buy it for Heidi, not for Spencer at this juncture. But yeah, it's just like there are other. Well, I guess that it'll be even more manipulative if he let it just play out and just have that relationship. But it's like they already basically live together since she always stays at Spencer's place. and
it probably financially it makes complete sense. If she's always going to be there, you're, as Elsie says, I'm not really living with you
right
at the moment. I'm just living with your stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably, yeah. I mean, for Elsie, I think it's for the best, because then you won't really have this big question looming over. You can just, okay, now I can move on. And now it's like Heidi's problem, whether it works out or not.
Yeah.
But how long do you give? So we're ending season two. How long do you give before Spencer and Heidi hit their first roadblock and he breaks his promise?
Episode two.
All right. Yeah, I was going to say, I was going with episode two, too.
It's a safer bet because I want to say episode one. But
on the recap.
Yeah. So, yeah, like in episode one, I'm figuring like it's going to be a couple months there. So I feel like it'll start off with like Heidi was in a fight and something, you know, went awry.
Yeah, so my other question here, how condensed was this time? Everything seemed to happen so fast. Because Heidi,
I mean, it must have been a year in, what, year in 10 episodes?
Less no, it that? Was end of summer. It was like fall and winter.
Yeah.
So like oh, 6 months.
We started off with her breaking up with Jason.
Yeah. But my question, like between Heidi telling Elsie that she was moving out, and it seemed like Elsie went to work and came home, and yeah, the U-Haul was there. And then even after that, the day after, Autrina's moved in. It's like, how fast are these things going? Like, we've gone through having to look for a roommate on Craigslist, too. And it took a while.
So this was part of, like, I feel like Autrina was living alone.
Right.
And then she probably was, like,
in the same building, landlord. Right?
Yeah, in the same building or complex was probably like, oh, maybe I'll just move in with me. You'll have like more space and we'll be together.
Yeah.
And probably, I'm assuming the landlord or whoever was probably like, okay, cool. Like, who cares with that? One person's going out, one person's coming in.
Right. And Autrina could probably afford to break that lease, or Elsie helped out to break one of the leases.
Yeah.
But it just more seems to happen so fast.
Yeah. And it's pretty crazy that Elsie had no idea that the way they shot it was like,
right,
Heidi was like, she told her, oh, tell me when you're going to do it. And then Heidi just did it. Whereas I'm assuming there was a time where probably like Heidi was told her.
Yep.
And BLC forgot. I don't know.
Or it's just the way it was like more of the, hey, I'm looking to move out next week or in a couple of weeks. And then she just didn't know the day.
Yeah. And it was just like, oh, I'm doing it today.
Yeah, and Elsie doesn't seem very, or obviously she wasn't happy, but she tried to be supportive, but she really couldn't hide that she was not happy. She just basically, once again, walking away from the situation. Classic Elsie.
Yeah, just not trying to fly under the radar and then maybe talk behind people's backs and cause drama.
Right. But I
true,
mean,
true master manipulator. I'm going to get so much hate for that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so she moves out and Autrina is going to, you know, finally step up to the plate here on the episode, get some airtime. So where does this leave Elsie, you think? Is Autrina going to be enough for her as the Heidi replacement?
I think so. I think they've gotten really close together and both of them are single. They can probably hang out together more. Like, she's finally – Elsie needs – one person to attach to every time. Laguna Beach, it was Lo.
Right.
Her number one person. But Lo moves away. Mm-hmm. Heidi's the next number one.
Right.
And she has to, like, attach herself. She's like a symbiote. She needs that symbiotic relationship, friendship with somebody. And without that, she's lost. So Audrina's going to be the new, like, go-to person. And then if that person finds a new relationship, I feel like that causes drama in Elsie's life.
So here's my theory on Elsie and why her and Heidi never worked. It's like she's like LeBron James.
Okay.
Where she's obviously the superstar and she can work with other stars, like Lo is a star in her own right. And I think it'll work with Autrina because she's also a star in her own right. But what's her face? Heidi is also sees herself as a superstar. So it's sort of like what's happening, and I'm going to lose some people here with the sports analogy, but in Cleveland right now with Isaiah Thomas and LeBron, they're both alphas, and that's just not going to work because neither of them are going to want to take a step back. So that it's just the dynamic is not sustainable. Like, they can put on a brave face for so long, but, you know, there's only one ball, and apparently it's in Heidi's court now if they want to stay friends. But, yeah, I don't think – I think – LC needs a little bit more of a role player. Yeah, a B side.
She needs a Scottie Pippen to her Michael Jordan.
Exactly. So that's my theory. Like, she's an alpha in her own right. Heidi's definitely an alpha. So that just was not going to be.
No, she needs to be able to control the situation.
Yeah, it was too much. It was too much, but. I also we don't have this written down, but do you think their friendship, even in the short term, do you think that being apart, do you think Heidi will also keep her word to try and?
Oh, hell no. I think this has like zero shot. It's an out of sight, out of mind mentality for Heidi. Like, she's going to be focused on Spencer, her new apartment, and work. And she has Spencer. Like, she already hangs out with him all the time. She's not going to make an effort to hang out with LC. Whether she'll say she does or not, it's up to both of them.
Yeah, I'll tend to agree with that. I'm thinking maybe, like, short term, they'll do the Tuesday thing where they try to hang out. And then one Tuesday, I got this thing. Let's do it next week. And then it's like, I got this thing. Let's do it next week until...
Yeah, it just passes on and on and on.
Until it's just another Tuesday. All right, anything else on this episode that you want to touch on before we move on?
No, I'm looking forward to season 3. I think it's really going to start opening up here.
Yeah, what are you excited for season 3? What's the one thing season, you're looking
so forward season to? 2 had several big moments that were like... epitomize what the Hills was, but it didn't really. It wasn't like a punchy season.
Yeah,
it was
kind of like a lot of drama
dragged on. Yeah, and looking back on now, there wasn't that much drama. There's a couple of good highlights that people like really harp on, but it was just kind of like whatever. So
it was like, of the 12 episodes, only like 2 were like, oh my god, episodes.
Yeah, and like I feel like that's all I really remember from the Hills now, and I think that the better the drama is. And the crazier, like, things are going on.
Right.
You kind of forget that over time.
Yep.
So I'm looking forward to rewatching season 3.
Yeah, I'm excited for more Audrina. Develop that character a little bit more. We've seen glimpses, but not enough. And I know she plays a big role, so excited for that for season 3. And we'll get to that next week. So before we move on the episode, we just want to remind the good people that we have some merch up on our Teespring store. That's teespring.com/store/comingcleanpod. Links are going to be in the description, but if you want to grab yourself a t-shirt with our logo or rep Kristen's crew from Laguna or LC's crew from Laguna or Alex M's crew from Laguna, rather, you can get that there. T-shirt, tank top, sweatshirt, whatever you need, it's going to be there. Go do that. Help us out a little bit. And now we'll crown some MVPs. Clap
your hands with me. It's the MVP.
MVP
of the week.
Say right up. I feel like we're nice and quiet this episode. There's a real NPR vibe going on.
Just vibes all day.
From WNYC in New York, This American Life. Or no, they're out in Chicago. I'm Ira Glass.
We're going to talk about the plight of peanut butter and jelly across the North Dakota land.
We're going to get some hate mail from the Ira Glass dance nerds.
Come at us.
Yeah, we could take them. But yeah, who is your MVP for this week?
let me reflect on my life. Who's MVP? You know what? I'm gonna give it to Spencer.
Oh no! I clicked the wrong one. Reasons.
One, you gotta respect the persistence.
Oh, my bad.
Persistence is a great thing. It's impressive. He knows what he wants and he's really going for it, which you gotta really respect that. And two, as you kind of say, he creates the drama, and he went and rented a place as a surprise, which is a wild to go through all those contracts and everything. I really respect that.
Yeah, also that was quick to close. Like, didn't they do a credit check? All happened in hyper speed.
Impossible.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the other half of Spidey and give it to Heidi. Mostly because she finally made a decision, which is better than not, even though she basically, if we're going by how the edit worked, she left Elsie hanging. Luckily, Elsie had Audrina waiting upstairs. So, just making that decision and defying what everyone else thought and doing what's good for Heidi. And, setting us up for an interesting season 3. All right, now we got to flush someone down the Jabron zone.
Jabroni, J-A-B-R-O-N-I, X-Y-Z, A-B-C. Oh, it doesn't matter how you spell Jabroni.
Okay, you can keep saying that and make yourself think you're a good person, but you're a bad person.
I didn't do anything wrong.
All right, who did something wrong here? Who are you flushing down?
I'm going to flush Heidi down.
Oh.
Jabroni!
Reasons?
Like we said before, she said that she had a 2-year rule. Even though I praised her for following her heart and just going for it, that she had a 2-year rule not to move in. And once you set those rules, you got to stick with them.
All right. I'm going to flush Spencer down.
Okay.
Jabroni!
At least they're sticking together.
Hey, together forever, Spidey.
Mostly because of the conversation he had with Brody. Come on, who are you? You're just hamming it up now, and we're seeing that he puts on a brave face, but he'll tell people what they want to hear, which is fine. A jabroni move, but I'm in it for the drama, so
we respect the jabrones.
Yes, I encourage that. All right, any final thoughts before you get quizzed?
Nope. Oh, other than be ready for season 3 and season 4. I did a brief scan, and season 3 starts off hot. So it's season 3 has got some good stuff in it.
Right. I'm ready. And are you ready for some trivia?
Sure.
It's trivia time.
All right, the score is 24-23. I'm holding a slim 1-point lead. April 2nd, 2007 is our date. Are you ready for some questions?
Yes. All right. Happy April Fools.
Post
April. Post.
All right, question number one. The 69th NCAA men's basketball final was played on this day. Corey Brewer must have thought it was nice, as he led his team to the win over Ohio State as the MVP. What school did he go to?
It was nice. He thought it was nice.
Yeah, because it was the 69th edition of the championship.
Oh. Is it Florida?
Yeah. Corey Brewer, Al Horford, Joakim Noah.
Wow, that's a beast team.
Yeah, it was pretty stacked team. Wow. There was another guy that I'm forgetting, but yeah, there's like four of them who were like...
Even though I don't think Joakim Noah is even in the league anymore.
I don't think he has knees. Oh, I think he plays for the G League, for the Knicks, like minor league team. Shouts to Joakim Noah. All right, question two is a music question.
Ooh.
Here we go. The rapper only turned 16 on this day. Who would have thought he would have been the one to be better than Bougie?
Is it? Which bet? Oh man, is it Offset?
You picked the wrong one.
Is it Quavo?
Yeah.
Oh man, I was gonna guess that, but then I didn't think Quavo sounded like that.
Oh, he would have been the one. That was part of the clue.
Yeah.
I don't think I was a little better, Bushy.
But is that Quavo or is that all? I don't know who that guy is.
I don't know which is which.
Speaks like. Oh.
Whoever.
Like Quavo. All
right. Question number three is a TV question.
Here we go. All right.
Bethany Joy Lenz turned 26 on this day and was at the height of her fame playing the wife of a basketball player on this show. I'm sure she wouldn't want to be anything other than what she's been trying to be lately.
Is it One Tree Hill?
For the lead! Look at that. For the first time in weeks.
Needed
Sam
it.
Has taken the lead by one. Let's see if you can extend that lead with question number four. Michael Fassbender turned 29 on this day. Before he played Magneto and Steve Jobs, he was defying the odds as one of these legendary warriors on this film.
2007. I don't know.
Pass? Well, any action movie. He was defying
Band of Brothers?
No. 300 is the answer. Oh. I'm looking for.
Michael Fassbender was in that?
Yeah, apparently, according to his Wikipedia.
Dang.
All right. Last question. I hope you know the internet.
Yeah, I do.
All right, here we go. This may have been an omen for all the fake news out there, but News Corp had the audacious idea to have users vote on their favorite news stories on this washed website. I wonder if Tom gets extra votes.
Oh, is it MySpace?
Yeah, it's MySpace. Classic. All right, so you take a 1-point lead. I'm going to write that down.
No, 2-point.
2-point lead. 2-point lead? Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, nice. Which, with our track record, is insurmountable. All right, but before we go and ride off into the sunset, we got to give the good people some recommendations.
I'm going to recommend Tostitos hot salsa, not habanero.
Wait, what?
Tostitos.
You know,
salsa.
I'm gonna have to write this down. Tostitos salsa, hot but not habanero.
Correct, because the habanero is hot, and if you get it and you don't realize it, it's spicy. So be careful.
Wait, so they're just supposed to get hot
salsa? Maybe some chips. If you feel like eating some chips, get some scoops or the little bite-sized Tostitos, but never get like the full chip. Highly recommend.
Wow. All right. So once again, it's not a sponsor, but we need to make it clear. It's the spicy salsa, but not habanero.
Correct.
All right. I'm not sure what to recommend right now. I haven't gotten into anything interesting. So I'm just going to recommend the Munchies channel on YouTube. Is specifically the pizza show, because that show is dope. With Frank Pinello, sure. Our boy, best pizza in New York, both shout in out. Name and also possibly the best white slice I've ever had. So go check out, the Munchies channel, pizza show. They got the burger show now. They got.
Oh, yeah, I got to watch that. It's on my list.
Well, yeah, meat show, burger show. They're also very simple with their names, so it's not tough. If you think of like favorite pizza show, pizza show, just think of your favorite food and ad show. They'll probably have a documentary about it. those are recommendations for the weekend. We hope you enjoy your weekend. Sam, we got another show coming up on Monday for CS The Key, and we want people to join us. How do they do that?
Yeah, you guys can find us at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Check out the website at comingcleanpod.xyz, not .com. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/comingcleanpod. If you prefer email, always a great feature. Check us out at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. Please subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Get some merch at www.teespring.com/stores/comingcleanpod. That's what I'm talking about. You, Big Rand, get some of that merch.
All of them.
Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and tell all your friends about this podcast.
And I have to write this down. We are also on YouTube. If you want the video version, if you're already watching this on YouTube, then we don't need to remind you. But yeah, do all that. And as always, we got to thank Radical Something, good friends of the show, for our theme song, Cali Get Down, for the weekend. What do the good people have to do?
Always rep the red.
Worldwide peace.